This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
There are those people who think catfishing is something of a lazy man's sport, and I'll be giving my opinions on this a little later in the program. Also, there's some changes considered for the Eastern Illinois archery hunt. We'll be talking about those, and the abandoned property auction is coming up. So there's lots happening on the outdoor scene this week. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, we'll be talking a bit about the changes considered for the Eastern archery hunt and the abandoned property auction. But first, let's talk about flatheads. Among many of Illinois' varied angling fans, fishing for catfish is considered something of a lazy man's sport. These poor, misguided anglers think that catching these fish merely means loafing along some stretch of shoreline and waiting for a hungry catfish to swallow some sort of very smelly bait. They say this particular species lacks excitement. Their argument typically includes mentions of the fight of a largemouth bass or the fast action for a marauding school of hungry white bass. These very same critics, however, have never tangled with a huge tackle-busting flathead catfish. We're talking about the huge fish that regularly snap 10 to 20-pound test monofilament fishing line like it was sewing thread. I suspect there are a few Illinois largemouths capable of this feat. And there's no doubt that flatheads are of amazing proportions exist in certain downstate waters. This fact was proven in August 1995 when a 78-pound state record flathead was caught from the open waters of Carlisle Lake. The unsuspecting angler tangled with his cat while fishing the open waters of the lake for white bass. And numerous bragging-sized catfish in the 30 to 50-pound range are caught from this lake each year. However, they're most likely captured by anglers using trot lines. But Carlisle Lake is not the only downstate location providing potential for landing a trophy-sized flathead. Surprisingly enough, good populations of very large catfish can be found in many of Illinois' lakes and rivers. And during the spring, summer, and fall months, reports of flathead catfish weighing 30 to 40 pounds are quite common around bait shops and coffee shops throughout the state reaches, the southern reaches of the state, and fish in the excess of 50 pounds are actually not all that rare. While not all of these fish can be stories can be believed, many of the storytellers do carry proof in the form of photos. And when it comes to big catfish in the state's southern reaches, it is often the flathead that takes top honors. This particular species has the potential of attaining massive proportions, and the world record flathead taken from a Kansas reservoir tipped the scales at 123 pounds, and it was caught in 1998. According to Illinois Department of Natural Resources biologists, populations of flatheads can be found in certain smaller lakes and ponds throughout the state. But they most commonly occur in major rivers, and their tributaries are the reservoirs fed by these streams. In southern Illinois, this would mean the Mississippi, the Kaskaskia, the Sagamon, and Ohio rivers. Those are primary big cat locations. And legendary Mississippi River is renowned for producing huge flathead catfish. Good numbers of these fish can be found along the entire length of the Mississippi as it flows along Illinois' western border. However, it is a portion of the Mississippi River from Quincy to the state's southern tip that offers the greatest potential for hooking up with one of these big fish. The deep holes found in many of along many of the navigational dams are typically among the top spots to search for hungry flatheads. In addition, they can be found in deep water just upstream from major wing dams or other navigational structures. The dedicated few that actually pursue these huge Mississippi River flatheads on a regular basis often concentrate their fishing efforts to those waters below these locks and dams. And those are areas containing large rocks and boulders that seem to be the best. These large chunks of rock offer the flathead a retreat from the swift current, and they lie waiting for bait fish or disoriented or injured after passing through the dam to pass within striking distance. When fishing for this type of cover, heavy equipment is needed to haul these fish to the surface. Veteran anglers use long rods up to 10 feet in length, equipped with heavy-duty reels, and few anglers use anything lighter than 25-pound test line, and most prefer 30-pound test line. So there's a good chance of hooking up with one of these in one of these major rivers or these lakes and rivers or lakes and lakes and streams that are associated with these rivers. And as we mentioned, there is some changes being considered for the Eastern Illinois Archery Hunt. In fact, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is informing deer hunters, landowners, and others interested in deer management about some public meetings that are being held and regarding potential changes in archery deer hunting regulations in 5 Eastern Illinois counties. Now, unfortunately, most of these meetings are over with already, so we'll just have to deal with it and see what happens when it comes to our own counties. The IDNR Division of Illinois Wildlife has planned public house meetings to provide information about the status of deer populations in the affected counties and to accept comments on a number of proposed alternative management options intended to boost deer populations in Champaign, Douglas, Macon, Moultrie, and Piatt counties. Most of these options would require changes in the archery regulations that have been in effect for the past several years. No formal presentation is planned, and attendees can stop by at any time during the open house meetings to view informational materials and talk one-on-one with IDNR biologists. Unless there is any significant opposition to growing deer herds to currently adopted county goals, the IDNR would propose changes to the archery deer regulations for the 5 counties this summer through the State of Illinois' administrative rules process. And this is likely to mean stricter regulations, anything to increase the deer populations. And depending on when the regulations changes are approved by the General Assembly's Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, they could go into effect for the upcoming 2018 archery deer season, or they may have to wait until the 2019 season. So we're just going to have to wait and see what impact these will have, and maybe we'll even feel them in our own counties before long. And as we mentioned before, there's going to be an abandoned property auction planned. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources will conduct an auction of its inventory of confiscated and abandoned property at the IDNR Jack Pershobacher Service Center at 505 10th Street in Pawnee on June 23rd. Bidder registration for the auction will begin at 8 a.m., with the auction beginning at 10 a.m. Potential bidders may inspect the merchandise beginning at 8 a.m. on the day of sale. The auction merchandise will not be available for inspection prior to the gates opening at 8 a.m. on June 23rd. There will be limited parking for vehicles without trailers on the west end of the facility. All other parking, will be along the streets. Do not block the driveways or fire hydrants when parking, and buyers will be responsible to pay a 15% buyer's fee in addition to the price they bid. For example, a person who bids for $100 for an item and with a 15% buyer's fee will actually end up paying $115. No firearms, ATVs, snowmobiles, watercraft, or vehicles will be sold. However, some of the auction items offered at the auction include assorted deer hunting stands, ladders, compound bows, crossbows, sport fishing rods and reels, leg hold and conibear trap, commercial fishing hoop nets, trail cameras, live traps, bicycles, boxes of cut-up deer antlers, and several associated coolers. All of the property at the auction will be sold as is, and all sales will be final. Forms of payment accepted include Visa, MasterCard, Discover, cash, cashier's checks, personal and business checks. The IDNR reserves the right to reject the payment of our identification of any bidder if their acceptance proves to be not in the best interest of the state of Illinois. And buyers must take immediate possession of the property purchased, and unclaimed items will be disposed of by Ahmed Auctions. And then once again, this is Ahmed Auctions. They will be the auctioneer. Food and beverages will be available, and confiscated and abandoned property auctions are conducted by the IDNR approximately every 5 years. As required by law, all proceeds from these auctions are deposited into the State Wildlife and Fish Fund, and the last auction in 2013 netted $53,145. So once again, that auction will be held June 23rd in Pawnee at the Jack Pershbacher Service Center at 505 10th Street. Okay, we're pretty well wrapping up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.